By now, you've heard Treasurer Scott Morrison and the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull say that this year's budget is not in fact a budget, it's a plan for national economic growth. But in his budget reply address to the National Press Club today, Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen tore down the idea, saying the government had no plan and no vision for the economy.
This budget distinguishes itself by a lack of a clear objective. No clear plan to get back to surplus, no clear vision for a future economy. Is it a plan because it provides a clear set of actions to help achieve its objectives? No. This budget relies on optimistic parameter assumptions to deliver growth. It's a triumph of hope over planning.
That's Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen. He says the government's projections of a path back to surplus are based on optimistic forecasts and that the government's failure to address revenue issues is risking our AAA credit rating. But is he right? I spoke to independent economist Nicholas Gruen for his analysis.
Yeah, I think it's a fair comment, but it's a comment on both the Liberal Party's budgeting in the last 3 years and the Labor Party's budgeting before that, and the Howard government's budgeting after about 2003 or four.
It's what politicians do.
It's what both sides have done for some time. And I think that a really important thing is whether or not you agree with the forecasts, and I agree with Chris Bowen that they are on the optimistic side, what really matters is actually planning for the best and preparing for the worst. And there's very little sign of that in the budget, and we're not really talking about that.
Do you also agree that the government's assumptions about the iron ore price at $55 a tonne is heroic?
Heroic, perhaps not, but optimistic, definitely. The forward markets have the iron ore price already substantially lower than the budget forecast for the same period. So given that the people who are determining the forward iron ore price have got money on the line, I'd trust them before I'd trust anybody's forecasts.
What Chris Bowen said today is that on that issue of optimistic forecasting, that Labor would have the Parliamentary Budget Office produce the underlying economic parameters, in other words, do those sort of forecasts rather than Treasury. Is that a bit of a slur on Treasury there, or do you think that's an appropriate response?
Well, I don't care. No, it's a slur on what politics has done to the Treasury, and the policy is an extremely good one, which is that we need independent assessment of the fiscal position, and Treasury is conflicted because Treasury is a high-quality department which nevertheless serves the Treasurer and the government of the day. So it's absolute common sense that the basic forecast should be produced by somebody other than Treasury.
If what Chris Bowen says is true and that the government is relying on optimistic forecasting and particularly optimistic figures around iron ore to bring in revenue, and they're not addressing other issues to bring in revenue like things like addressing negative gearing, he says that that is putting at risk the AAA credit rating with Moody, and that that in turn will put business at risk in this country. Is there a risk there, do you think?
Obviously, it's good to have a AAA rating rather than a AA rating, but everything has its cost, and we've turned the AAA rating into a fetish in this country. So in a sense, I think the way Chris Bowen has mounted the attack on the government is legitimate. It has not been particularly vigorous in getting the budget back to surplus. He's used a particular symbol, which is the AAA credit rating. And I think the Australian government's approach to the AAA credit rating should be the same as a company's approach to its credit rating, which is that it needs to get the highest credit rating it can to lower the cost of borrowing, subject to having enough borrowing and doing what it wants to do. And so I've always argued that we should be prepared to borrow more liberally to fund investment. I would hope that you could do that and keep the AAA credit rating. If you can't, well, it shouldn't be treated as a fetish.
Okay, what Matthias Cormann, the finance minister, says is that revenue as a share of the economy is back to long-term averages, and that the right way to raise more to fund spending is through stronger growth, and that the Liberal Party's plan will facilitate stronger growth through those things like cuts to small business and company tax cuts. Do you think that that's the right way to address these issues of that structural problem in the budget?
I don't know about that. Basically, if you're trying to close a budget deficit, you work wherever you can and you cut costs wherever you can, and you also raise revenue wherever you can. I don't have a theological approach to this. It's become suddenly fashionable to target some particular proportion, some arbitrarily determined proportion of GDP. We've got a budget problem. The existing government got into government telling us it was a budget emergency. By its own language, the problem is now worse, and we should solve the problem in a pragmatic way, not in a theological way.
Okay, well, what would you say is a pragmatic way then?
Oh, well, we shouldn't be cutting taxes when we claim we've got a budget problem. We shouldn't have got rid of the carbon pricing when we have a budget problem. We should take advantage of fiscal drag for as long as necessary to get rid of our budget problem. We should cut spending wherever we can to get rid of our budget problem. We just should be doing whatever we can.
Independent economist Nicholas Gruen from Lateral Economics.